Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. This is a happy holidays special.
Have yourself a merry vegan Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, all animals will be alright.
This is Vegan Queen V in the UK. Vegan Nation. Here's more of Vegan Queen V.
Steak is a word that you prefer, and it's also known as a dead cow.
Dead cow.
Always giving it much nicer name, so you think that it's okay. So no, I don't want your pizza, no. If it ain't got vegan cheese, and no, I don't want your sausage, no. Unless it's Linda milk out me, no. I don't want no meat, no meat and no eggs, and give me no dairy. Hanging on the vegetable aisle, baby, that's my style. Animal cruelty free. I don't want no meat, no meat and no eggs, and give me no dairy. Hanging on the vegetable aisle, baby, that's my style. Animal cruelty free.
Chicken me with a trolley full of cheese, and I know that he cannot approach me, cause I'm looking displeased that his ripple ice cream melts meant for a cow, baby. So no, I don't want your cream, and no, I don't want it in my brew, and no, I don't want to have no honey, no, I'm not Winnie the Pooh,
no, I don't want no meat, no meat and no eggs, and give me no dairy. Hanging on the vegetable aisle, baby, that's my style. Animal cruelty free. I don't want no meat, no meat and no eggs, and give me no dairy. Hanging on the vegetable aisle, baby, that's my style. Animal cruelty free.
Well, you're cool and you're chewing.
Oh yes, son, I'm
talking to you.
If you live at home with your daddy,
oh yes, I'm talking to you.
If you love your cat, but you eat
your cat, oh yes, son, I'm talking to you.
I wanna do some good, then give it up. Oh no, I don't want no more.
No me, no me, no Jerry,
no Jerry, no
me, no
Jerry, no.
Does the angel on your shoulder tell you to kill or to be kind? Are your prayers for peace on a Sunday and your weekly groceries aligned? If the Lord is my shepherd, I trust he won't shepherd me through the slaughterhouse gate. Every creature on earth is a miracle birth, not ours to desecrate. He's a lamb of God, not a lamb chop. She's a sacred cow, not a burger in a butcher shop. Their mother hen's not a bargain bag of drumsticks and breasts. Look in their eyes and your sacred heart will show you the rest.
Veganation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news and events.
If thy shall be done here on earth as in heaven, shouldn't we be just? Or does our dominion mean force our opinion and make them the flesh of our lust? My body's a temple, so I won't defile it with offerings burned in the fat. The bottom line still is thou shalt not kill. It's ill to argue with that. He's a lamb of God, not a lamb chop. She's a sacred cow, not a burger in a butcher shop. Their mother hen's not a bargain bag of drumsticks and breasts. Look in their eyes and your sacred heart will show you the rest. Your sacred heart.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management.
If he was here incarnate, what would be his action? For the way, the truth, and the life is the way of compassion. We have every herb on the earth and every fruit-yielding seed. With this glorious manger, a famine's no danger. Our mercy can serve every creature that they shall be free. Lamb of God, not a lamb chop. And she's a sacred cow, not a burger in a butcher shop. Their mother hen's not a bargain bag of drumsticks and breasts. Look in their eyes and your sacred heart will show you the rest.
This is Vegan Smythe in Australia. Your sacred
heart. Your sacred heart.
On Saturday, December 23rd, online event, the World Vegan Festive Market, FB, hosted by Shabari Monica Das, based out of England, UK, had a Christmas special show, a tribute to Benjamin Zephaniah, a memorial tribute. Rest in peace, Benjamin. April 15th, 1958 to December 7th, 2023. Poet and vegan activist. Here's a snippet of the 2.5 hour show. Much thanks to all the participants.
He became vegetarian at the age of 11 and a vegan at the age of 13. Benjamin was a poet, a writer, an actor, activist, and anarchist. He wasn't afraid to go against the norm. He was a passionate vegan. He fought for the rights of animals and for the people. And he wanted peace in this world. And that starts with peace on your plate. And I'm going to start off with reading two of Benjamin's poems from his book, Wicked World. And then I'm going to be joined by some amazing musicians who perform live for us. They are Tony and Sharon from Major Arcana, all the way from Spain. And then we have MC Maid Marian. And then I'm also going to be showing a tribute from Barbara Helen, who has sent in a recording, especially for this show. It's going to be a few veganized Christmas songs. And then later on, I am going to show the track from Ian and Kathy from Be Friendly. Sharon and Tony from Major Arcana, thank you very much.
Thanks, Shibari. Can't rob my spirit. This one's for Benjamin. And basically it's about, well, when you're offered everything, but you really don't need the material stuff because your spirit's your spirit. And that's one thing the elites can't take away. You know, I've got my spirit. That's just one thing that nobody can take. They can take our houses, our money, our jobs. They can take everything from us, the governments, yeah. Whatever. They take it from the animals, they take their lives. This guy didn't sell his soul to the elites or to the powers that be, whatever we want to call them, you know?
Despite breaking through right into the mainstream. At one point, he was really so popular, he was on Radio 4 and things like that. I remember my mum saying, oh, yeah, she knew all about him. And it made sort of people like us seem more acceptable because he was an anarchist, he was a vegan, Rasta. I had dreads at the time.
He did actually break into the mainstream, but you know, as you were saying, Marian, the fame didn't actually go to his head. I can see all the comments that are coming in. So Roger, an anarchist on BBC4, outrageous. Absolutely. And I'm now going to hand you over to Sharon and Tony from Major Arcana. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Shibari. We've got our spirit and that just can't go away. Empathy is empathy. I brought my spirit. This one's for Benjamin. Rest and empower wherever you are. And
out on the road where the traffic's slow, I got no money, got no place to go, but I have a feeling fine. The wind is blowing through my hair. I'm on my own, but baby, I don't care because I'm feeling so high. Call me the breeze and let me be. I won't be stuck hustling me because I'm feeling so high. Don't touch.
Yeah, Benjamin with his spirit and tenacity, you know, he had such strong values. He was such a principled man. And, you know, the thing is, like, he had gone mainstream, but, you know, looking at all the everybody's tributes on Facebook, including in the mainstream, they didn't once actually talk about him being vegan. And it's almost as though the mainstream media, they want to celebrate his life, but they didn't really celebrate him being a vegan. He was very much a vegan activist, very much a vocal vegan. It just goes to show that we've still got a long way to go in terms of the mainstream media accepting veganism. Yeah.
Do you know what, Shibari? Because I've been out the country for so many years, so I'm quite disconnected. I mean, I came away when I was quite young from the UK. And I actually found out about Benjamin through the foreword that he wrote for Keith Mann's book from the Animal Liberation Front.
Oh,
and from Dusk Till Dawn. That was my first introduction to Benjamin as a poet, as a writer. And so that's when, obviously, I knew then that he was vegan, so he wouldn't be writing in a book that's dedicated to the Animal Liberation Front. Mm. And then when I was going through the other day after his passing, all the press releases, blah, 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 everyone talking about Benjamin, you know, on the mainstream media. And I didn't see the word vegan anywhere. I was quite shocked.
Yeah.
I was quite shocked. I was looking through and I couldn't find the word vegan anywhere. It is actually, like, if you go onto different blogs and stuff like that online, there's a the stuff like that. But the actual mainstream media never mentioned the word vegan, as far as I know.
I feel that, like, the mainstream media want to kind of, like, brush veganism under the carpet. And, yeah, I mean, you know, hopefully in the future, it you know, that will change. And I do hope that one day we will see a vegan world.
Don't hear the messenger, don't shoot that truth.
You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. I'm sharing a snippet, an edited, shortened snippet. I've included some of the commentary in with the music for the World Vegan Festive Market, a Christmas special show dedicated in tribute, memorial tribute to Benjamin. We'll be taking a short break and then we'll continue with our holiday special with other vegans around the world. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Silent night, holy night, never give up the fight against injustice and inequality. Non-human animals have rights, just like you and me. This is the way we'll find peace.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'm sharing snippets of the World Vegan Festive Market. Here's Shabari Monica Das introducing the next musician that we just heard during the break.
A recorded performance from Barbara Helen. Barbara wasn't able to join us live today, but she did actually send me some recorded performances. It's actually some veganized Christmas songs.
I'm going to play a veganized Christmas song, and it's Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, never give up the fight against injustice and inequality. Non-human animals have rights, just like you and me. This is the way we'll find peace. This is the way we'll find peace. Silent night, holy night. We all know wrong. Align your actions with your morality. Create a vegan world in which all the cage are free. This is the way we'll find peace. This is the way we'll find peace.
We've just got a comment through from Roger. Sadly, it's probably not surprising that the mainstream mass media invisibilize Benjamin Zephaniah's veganism. Yeah, yeah. Major Arcana, Sharon and Tony, I wanted to ask you guys, where does the inspiration come from with your songs? And does Benjamin also, you know, come into your inspiration?
Well, nearly all of our songs, because we do a lot of farm raids, and the one of the songs I'm going to sing today, Animal Song, we actually wrote it after coming out of we were chained up in a slaughterhouse in Barcelona, in Mercabarna. And that's when them lyrics came around. And a lot of the stuff that we write, we usually, if we're on a farm or whatever we're doing, because my complete ideology is Animal Liberation Front. For me, it's the way forward. And well, you know Shabari, because we did an interview going back a while back, and you know how I feel about that. And so a lot of the stuff that we write is usually from stuff that we see in slaughterhouses or on farms. So, and obviously here now we've got this small refuge where we've got quite a lot of rescued animals here, mainly farm animals. And so we're trying to, because there was something I read about Benjamin, and I read it today actually as well, going through some of his stuff. But basically he wrote his poetry about animals, and a lot of the time it was really, really sad. Now, over here, some people always say to us, can't you do something a bit happy? And I said, it is so difficult to write a happy song for the animals when I see so much suffering. Because when you're on farms, when you're in slaughterhouses and stuff like that, it's really difficult to then come out and try and do something positive. And so I totally relate to when he said, you know, a lot of people say to him, your animal stuff, your animal rights stuff is quite, some of it's quite negative, and it's hard to find some positive stuff that you write there. And I totally got that, because I was like, it's really difficult to write a happy song when you see so much suffering going on in, you know, non-human animals. So,
Major Arcana, where are you gigging next year?
We start on the 29th of December, and we was hoping to get a mini tour in Argentina. So that's but we're still stuck on the Abbey Road album, and we've got to finish it. It's nearly finished. So the videos are nearly finished, and it's all animal rights. All the songs were recorded there are animal rights songs. And so we're hoping that that gets finished within January, with the end of this month coming, and we can start promoting. And we've got a few things lined up in the UK. So that'll be just amazing. We're just hoping to get this finished. There's been a lot of, you know, when you feel like you're fighting against the current, it's like things kind of twisting and turning, and things are not going the way you want them to go. And now it's just starting now to come into to come about. So hopefully we'll be finished by the end of January, and we'll be releasing it all by February. Hopefully, this is finally going to be launched. We signed up with a record contract for 3 years, and we got frozen. It's the worst thing we ever did, because then we found out afterwards how much he. I mean, it was an animal rights album. He signed it up. He was quite a famous guy here in the 80s. And then we found out that he was like pro bullfighting and this and that. And the
oh,
other.
So, no.
Yeah. It was, we didn't know. We just literally didn't know any of this. And we really thought we had a great big future together, you know. And then that all broke up, thank God. So we're free now at last, because that was a 3-year contract where literally we couldn't play anywhere without his permission. So now we're completely free.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there's nothing like being free. It's freedom. It's freedom. Even freedom of your image, freedom of the lyrics.
Absolutely.
Freedom of what you want to do. It's like, I mean, we had some crazy requests, like, you know, don't do an anti-bullfighting song, because that's really going, especially in Spain, it'll really stir it up. And I said no. So when we went to Abbey Road, he was there. We had to take him with us. And he was totally against us doing this anti-bullfighting song. And I said, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it in both languages. And we did. Mm-hmm. And then he froze us, literally. I think he got scared as well, because it's quite a severe, over here it's quite, I suppose it's like the hunt movement in, you know, the hunters in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of, it's very violent, obviously, if they're going to be killing animals, they're violent people. So, there's a lot of mafias involved and a lot of stuff like that. But at the end of the day, don't fight for what you believe. You might as well just shut the door and go to bed. It's just like, I can't shut my mouth on stuff that I really believe in. So even though the dangers are there, you just carry on. So. Yeah, so I'm hoping that this year's. I'm really hoping for my dad as well, because my dad's not very well, and he was a musician, as a bass player. He did actually share, I think it was Ready Steady Go, one of those programs, when he was 15 with Jimmy Page. They were both kids, and they were on the same program together, which was amazing for my dad, like 15 years old, in black and white, going back all those years ago. So I'm really hoping that this totally gets released, you know, while he's still healthy enough to enjoy it, because he's really wanted this to come out. He's so proud, and of course it all got stopped by this guy, and it's been a nightmare, and the depression over the whole thing has been awful, you know. But anyway, we're back, we're fighting, we're getting strong again now, so hopefully it's all going to be all right this year.
2024.
That completes my Vegan Nation special on sharing the World Vegan Festive Market Christmas special show. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation, and a special thank you to all the vegan musicians. the vegan songs that we heard by Vegan Queen V, the titles are Have Yourself a Merry Vegan Christmas. And her other song is No Meat. It was a No Scrubs TLC parody. And for this holiday special, I'd also like to give a reminder of a great interview that I had with Shelley Harrison, and he is the author of A Vegan Christmas Carol. He has veganized the classics. And that interview was on December 13th, 2018, which one can hear in the archives at vegansradio.com. Also, last week's interview, December 19th, 2023, was with Shelley Harrison, and we discussed anti-bullfighting and more. Rest in peace, rest in power, Benjamin. In that episode, there's also music by Benjamin Zephaniah. Please join us again next week at the same time. This is Marlene in Massachusetts wishing you happy holidays. I would like to give a special thank you to Shabari Monica Das and all the participants at World Vegan Festive Market. Let's go out with the Geese Song by Will Tuttle. And we'll hear a snippet of Madeline's Vegan Gratimar for Christmas, a recipe, and this can be found on the channel of worldpeacediet.com, Madeline's Intuitive Kitchen.
So here we are with Madeline in the kitchen, and she's making
her gratima.
Gratima. Every December 6th is St. Nicholas Day in Switzerland, and this is the traditional food.
Some bent flour, some rice flour, some coconut or so oil, a little bit, and then all with soy milk or seed milk in it instead of water.
What kind of seed milk? Sunflower seed?
Yeah,
you make your own.
It in the Soyabella.
Right.
You can watch an earlier video. And it's like sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds. And sometimes one can just add some nuts.
Right.
And then some yeast.
A little yeast.
And also have fresh one or make one's own. And then some salt, maybe a teaspoonful. And the important thing is to really knead it a long time. So it's a tradition in Switzerland. St. Nicholas lived just from bread and water. And that one St. Nicholas lived in a cave.
Oh, yeah.
And the St. Nicholas, we know on the 6th of December, if they have something to do together, but the St. Nicholas comes from house, goes to house and brings some oranges and nuts.
That was the old tradition on December 6th. Bring everybody some fruits and nuts.
Yeah.